You're listening to Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is Ron, coming to you from the little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is located approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My blog is located at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. Let's hit the trail and go running. Welcome to episode 66 of the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
I want to go in a little bit of detail on what transpired in my running from last Thursday until today. I gave a little bit of an update in my runs update number 41, but I wanted to go in a little bit more detail on what I did and various things like that. On Thursday afternoon, I came out to Stone Mountain to do an easy trail run. I thought I would just go out maybe half hour and turn around and come back on the trail. So I took off and I got in, I'd say, a little over 2 miles on the trail run on the back side of the mountain by the lake, and I tripped on a root. And when I fell, I didn't feel like I really fell that hard. You know, it was one of those slow motion crashes that you have when you run on a trail and you trip. As I got up, my left knee hurt pretty bad. So I had some nylon warm-up, long pants on, training pants. I decided to call it quits and just walk back because of my knee hurting so bad. Well, pretty soon my pants were sticking to my knee, so I realized I must be bleeding. So I pulled up my pants and it was pretty bloody. It was bloodier than what the injury really, it looked worse than it was, let me put it that way. It bled a lot because my blood's fairly thin because I take an aspirin a day. So I bleed like a stuffed pig, as they say. But it did hurt, and I took a shortcut back through the woods out onto the road and then back to my car so I didn't have to go 2 miles to get back to the car, a little over one. But it bled all the way back, and by the time I got back to the car, my left pant leg was just soaked. So I got in the car and drove home and did a little first aid, and I didn't really know what condition my kneecap was in because I landed right on, squarely on my kneecap, like I guess a rock or a root hit right on my kneecap. So I had an indent there where it ripped the skin open on my knee. So I was going, oh great, I'm going to be training for this half marathon and now I've got this going, I don't even know if I can run. So that evening my daughter calls and wanted to know if I was going to run the Atlanta Track Club 5K race on Saturday morning. Well, on Thursday, I didn't think I was going to be able to run at all. So I said, well, I don't know. Well, I'll let you know on Friday to see if I can even walk. So we left it at that. And the track club has online registration for their events. And it closes down at noon on Friday. So if you are going to run one of their events and you haven't registered by noon Friday, you have to show up at least a half hour, actually more than a half hour before the race starts to register so you can get a timing chip and be counted in the race. Otherwise, you just run the race, but you don't figure in the results at all. So I waited around and waited around on Friday, deciding, well, I don't know if I can even run. And I was going to go out Friday afternoon and give it a try, but I just never did. I don't know. It was one of those things. So Friday afternoon, Laura called me again and wanted to know what the status was. And I said, well, I tell you what, I'll just go Saturday morning, and if I can run, I'll run, and if I can't run, I won't run. But we'll have to get there before 7:30 because the race starts at 8 o'clock, and I at least want to register. And it's a Grand Prix event, so if I finish, at least it counts as a race. You have to get 8 races completed in Atlanta Track Club's Grand Prix Series a year to qualify for, considering having finished the Grand Prix Series and getting the, I think they give a T-shirt. So we got up early Saturday morning. Laura came over. She got to the house about 6:30, and we left about 15 till 7 to head over to Georgia Perimeter College Decatur campus to go to the race. And I had put some of that liquid skin stuff on my knee because bandages just weren't working at all. They just kept coming off and everything. So I painted my knee with this stuff, and it really held good, and it was flexible. And I put my running tights on because it was like 27 degrees that morning. And we headed over to Georgia Perimeter College Decatur campus for the Atlanta Track Club Hearts and Souls race. And when we got over there, I went ahead and registered, and then we went out and jogged around a little bit to warm up, and I could actually bend my knee and I could run. My knee didn't hurt so bad as all the muscles that I pulled when I crashed. I had some sore back muscles. I had, that kind of thing that I didn't even realize that I had pulled. But when I started running, I could tell that I had pulled them. So I was able to run the race, and I had, first of all, I was going to do a run-walk. And then on a 5K race, a run-walk is just really not, I just have a problem with doing a run-walk the whole way on a 5K race. So what I did was take off and run the first 2 miles. And I ran the first mile in about a 9:08. And I ran the second mile in about a 9:16, I guess, something like in that range. And when I passed the second mile marker, I just thought to myself, this is getting, I'm hurting muscle-wise, so maybe the prudent thing to do is just do some run-walk in this last mile or part of the last mile. So I started running 3 telephone poles and walking 1 after the second mile, and about 2.5 miles, there's like a hill you go up, then you turn and go downhill to the finish. So you've got about a mile run downhill to flat. So I decided what I would do is run walk till I got to the top of that hill and then run to the end of the race. So that's what I did. And I ended up running a 29:38 for the 5K. And I think I came in 9th in my age group out of 13. So I wasn't dead last. And the thing it did for me is it made me feel like, I really wasn't hurt as bad as I had. Because psychologically, you never can, tell how you're going to feel. So, I mean, it was a psychological boost for me to go out and run that race on Saturday. So I took Sunday off, and I worked in the yard most of the day, and my knee didn't really bother me. But I just aggravated all the sore muscles I had because I was working in the yard. And then Sunday evening, I walked for 2 miles on my treadmill because I felt like I wanted to do something if I didn't run. So today's Monday, and I came out to Stone Mountain, and my Suunto T4 said that I should run 45 minutes and get to a 3.4 training effect. So I decided I would do the 45 minutes and see where my training effect fell. So I ended up getting in the 45 minutes, and my training effect was a 3.0, so I was 0.4 below what I was shooting for, but I still felt pretty good about that. And I averaged like 12-minute pace, I guess, running and walking. I walked for about the first five, 6 minutes. And then after that, I ran a minute and a half and walked 30 seconds for the rest of the workout. So, and I averaged a little over 12 minutes, like 12:01 maybe. So I felt pretty good about the workout. And if I hadn't walked for the 5 or 6 minutes at the first, I would have been under 12-minute pace. And I looked at my Suunto while I was running, and I was running right around 9:30, 9:45, 10-minute pace during my run segments of my run-walk. And, of course, my walk section is somewhere between 18 and 19-minute pace for an overall average of right over 12. So I had a pretty good workout today, and when I went to the chiropractor this morning, well, let me tell you how it works when I go to the chiropractor. When I go to the chiropractor, the first thing they do is they take me back in the back to a room where they have these massage chairs set up, and they attach electrodes to my lower back to stimulate your muscles. And they crank that up until you can really feel that electricity going through you. And then they put ice on your back, and you sit in the massage chair, and they turn it on, and you sit there for 15 minutes getting your back massaged and iced and electrocuted. And then after that, you go into the patient room where the chiropractor works on you. So I did that this morning, and while I was sitting there, they have a flat screen TV up on the wall that goes over a lot of chiropractic things, and a thing came up about piriformis, and as it was going over the symptoms and all that stuff, it was like it was going over the list of things that was wrong with my left leg. So when I went in to see the chiropractor, I asked him about the piriformis thing, and he said, yeah, it could be that too, because what happens is the piriformis muscle, sometimes if it gets inflamed, it pinches your sciatic nerve, and that causes the problem. So he said, you could, you know, it could be a combination of all that stuff. So he gave me a stretching exercise to use about 2 to 3 times a day to stretch that piriformis. He says it'll really help it out. And so I'm going to be doing that. And he said, plus keep icing and all that stuff. So I'm feeling better that I'm getting something out of this chiropractic treatment. I originally was very skeptical because I just never did know, you know, whether it was just hokey stuff or it really worked. Well, I've come to the conclusion that it really works. So I'm going to continue to do that. I don't know how I got off on that talking about my run. But anyway, I did that this morning, and then I you know, came out to the mountain. In fact, I'm on the way home right now from the mountain while I'm talking to you. So hopefully, I guess tomorrow I'm going to try to do a cross-training workout for about an hour and 15 minutes. And then on Wednesday, run again. And what I'm going to try to do is, during my running segments of my run walks, I want to try, as I start feeling better, you know, and not feeling injured, to up the pace on those run segments so it's more like almost an interval workout, so that I can up my fitness faster that way. Because I'm still in that training panic mode for the half marathon in March. I haven't given up on doing it. I want to recover from my aches and pains and do that half marathon. I don't know, you know, when I did Disney, I think I did a, what, 227? I would like to run the Publix half in under 227, but I set my goal at 230 because of my aches and pains I got. Now, last year when I ran this race, when it was called the ING Atlanta Half, I did a 214. So, you know, it'd be great if I could do that or better, but I'm not thinking so unless the magic fairy plunks me on the head with her wand and all of a sudden I'm healed, you know. But I'm thinking that I need to do faster workouts, not forsake my run walk, because I think I'm going to be doing that forever now, but pick up the pace during those run segments. And I remember a couple years ago, I ran a track club race out at Stone Mountain. They have 5 mile and 10 mile race, and I ran a 5 mile race out there. And I was doing run three and walk one, and I averaged a 9 minute pace on that. I did it in 45 minutes, and I thought that was pretty good for running and walking. So doing the 1.5 minute and 30 second run walk is pretty much the same thing as running three and walking one. So I'd really like to get back to running 9 minute pace. That would be great. And if I could hold that for a half, that would really improve my time for a half, wouldn't it? A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the Richard Vobes podcast from the UK, and he had a guest that was talking about music, and he played a cut from the Wilton Project, and I liked their music, so I went online to look them up, found them on Facebook, sent them a message and asked if I could use their music on my podcast, and they responded and said, yes, I could. So what follows is the first song that I'm going to play from the Wilton Project. It's called Diana, and in my subsequent podcasts, I'll be playing more of their music. So here it is, Diana.
You live the life above your head so tall. You dream, you never seem to fall. Days that come and go so fast, it's a race you run, you never can keep pace. So hold on,
hold on
to what you can, embrace yourself.
Hold on.
Thank you. just begun. You gotta wait to see the sun. Diana, it won't be too long. Soon you'll see the horizon. The sun comes, but when you're not looking so strong. The wind, you feel it all at once. Not everything is lost. In the dark you run, you never can run far enough. So hold on.
Hold on
to what you can. While I make my way. Just begun. You gotta wait to see the sun. Diana, it won't be too long. Soon you'll see the horizon.
And now, here's our host to tell you more about what's coming up next.
This morning was the running of the Reagan Parkway Run. It's called Run the Reagan. It's held on a limited access highway between Lilburn and Snellville, Georgia, which the parkway is probably close to 7 miles long, I guess, because they have a half marathon that runs from one end of the parkway to the other end and back. So it's probably right at 7 miles. And then they have a 10K and they have a 5K. The half marathon and 10K start about 8:15 in the morning. And then the 5K starts at 11 o'clock. So this morning, my daughter Laura and myself and my son Rob decided that we would go over to the Reagan Parkway and run on the parkway after the 5K started at 11 o'clock. The parkway closes down Friday night at 11 and is closed all day Saturday until 6 in the evening, so people can run on it and ride bikes and walk, whatever they want to do, for the whole day on the limited access road with no traffic. So we went over there this morning and got there just before the 5K started. So I recorded the start of the 5K, and then we waited probably 10 to 15 minutes after it started, and then we went out and ran for an hour. We went out a half hour and turned around and came back. So we had a good run on the parkway, and it's sunny today, and probably it was close to 70 degrees when we ran a little after 11 o'clock. So I'll play the recording of the start for you, and then I'll come back with something else, okay? Here it is.
Our 5K runners getting ready to kick off in about 2 minutes. and we're still waiting on our half marathon results.
When you make the turn, there will still be a half marathon coming up the hill. Make sure you stay to the left side of the road as you make the turn. Once you've made the turn, there will be a water station as well. Take advantage of it. It's starting to get hot and people are not used to the weather. So take advantage of it.
He's not near the front, but he's back there, and he said, Jackson's dad said he was going to be there.
Well, the guy announced and said they had to be at
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Okay, folks, if we can get the folks in the front to walk forward, we're not starting. Walk forward to the mats. Walk forward to the start mats and stop just before them. Stop. Okay, folks, we're going to start on the gun in just a moment. Commissioner Mike Boudreau is here to start the race. Hold on one moment.
Morning, everybody. Good weather for a run. Let's get some good times out there. It's going to be a three-command start, okay? It's going to be runners, take your mark, get set, and the gun. Okay, so three-command start. All right.
Wayne, you ready?
I can't believe I saw them.
Yeah, but see that you see where there's those are the ones that started out doing one mark. Race a month and then they
get
don't
get set. Go. Take it easy, folks. Take it easy. A lot of folks here. You got 3.1 miles to enjoy it. Take it easy. There are a lot of folks here and 3.1 miles to enjoy it, folks.
I'm not running.
3.1 miles to enjoy it, folks. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, folks. You've got 3.1 miles to enjoy yourself on a beautiful day. Take it easy as you're starting, folks. Take it easy as you're starting. Take it easy, folks. We got 3.1 miles to go.
There's more walkers.
Go, James!
As you can hear, we're at the start of the Reagan Parkway 5K. We're not running it today. We're just going to run on the parkway once the race has already started and out of the way.
Anybody else going to run the 5K and be time? They need to be starting at this time. 5K folks that want to record a start time. Let's go. Across the mats, folks. 5K time. Folks who want a recorded time at the start. Let's get moving.
Well, you want to just walk
Let's
down the road for a while.
Let's get moving, folks.
And
if you're running the 5K.
Start running when it ends out.
I don't care.
5K,
or you
want to
go over there and look at things for a little bit.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
You got 10
go
seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done.
So that was the start of the 5K. And we had a really good run on the parkway this morning. We ran for 1 minute, walked for 30 seconds the whole way. And we averaged about 11:38 pace doing that, which we thought was a fairly good pace for a run of 1 minute and a walk of 30 seconds. And my leg felt pretty good, too. And the Reagan Parkway is not a flat course. It's pretty rolling up and down. I wouldn't even call it rolling, actually, because it has long grades, just ups, you know. I mean, it's not real steep, but you can go for, oh, at least a half mile on an uphill and then go down. You know, it's that kind of a road. But overall, it's a good run, good place to run. And we enjoyed it. So I believe that with that run, that's going to give me probably 18 to 19 miles this week, which is another increase. I'm trying to get up to where I'm averaging around 21 miles a week. I'm thinking every other week I'll run a 10 miler. And as far as the half marathon that's coming up on March 20th, if I don't get a whole lot of long runs in, what I'm going to try to do is supplement my runs with my bicycling and try to get my base up that way without beating my legs up. And we'll see if that works or not. So I thought what I would do, since I've played one song by the Wilton Project, I thought maybe I'd play another one for you. I hope you like it.
Lost before you found your way. Don't look now, fashion's all around us fade. Try not to fall faster than you rose to fame. This is where all you discard your thoughts on them. Get lost, 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 lost. You'll get lost.
I'm sorry.
That song was called Uphill Battle. I hope you liked it. You can find them. They have a Facebook page, The Wilton Project. That's how I found them when I was looking for them. And I believe they also have a website, but you can Google it and just put in The Wilton Project and they'll come up. So I guess that's it for now. This is a fairly short podcast. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to try to move my podcast feed over to Podbean, I think, and see what happens. So I'll see you next time. Bye. We've come to the end of another episode of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If you want to get in touch with me to leave comments, you can go on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner, or you can leave comments on my blog, losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can also send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, or you can leave me voicemail on Skype at Lost Trail Runner. And last but not least, you can go to the comment line, which is 206-350-3517, and leave comments. So, until next time, this is Ron signing out. Bye.